Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. Welcome to episode 9 of Freedom Fridays. Thank you to all the listeners, supporters, and subscribers. Shout out to everyone who has shared the podcast with friends, family, and coworkers. Your listenership means so much to me. As you know, listener support is active, so you can now support the podcast monthly. Whether it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99 a month, I appreciate it wholeheartedly. The link to support will be in this episode's description. And if you're hearing me right now, that means you made it here again. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. It's freedom. Almost 2 weeks ago, I attended the Black Girl Magic Summit by Boss Women Media, and it was amazing. This was a two-day virtual summit. There were so many inspirational and influential speakers, corporate professionals, small business owners, health and beauty gurus, chefs, and more that shared their expertise with us in a way that reached our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. During one of the sessions, serial entrepreneur Melissa Bradley, founder of 1863 Ventures, responded to a question by Dr. Jennifer R. Jackson, who is the president of Capital One Canada. That's a big deal. So Jennifer Jackson asked, and I'm paraphrasing here, what advice would you give to women of color, business owners, who are looking at their challenges and seeing how bleak things are looking right now? Melissa Bradley responded, well, the first thing is just to look in the mirror every day and say, I made it this far. Y'all, as soon as Melissa Bradley said that, I looked to my left and in my bedroom, the mirror was right there. So I placed my right hand over my heart center and said aloud, I made it this far. I breathed that reality in deeply. And I said it once again, I made it this far. With my head involuntarily nodding as if my body was in agreement, I smiled at myself, like genuinely smiled while looking at myself in the mirror. And I realized how foreign that was for me. And I started thinking about you all and how foreign it must be to you too. So let's do this together. I'm going to list out a few challenges. Take a breath and say, I made it this far. I'll pause in between to give you a moment. I'm not exactly where I want to be in life, and it looks like the challenges are always present, but did you say I made it this far? Let's do it again. I have so much work to do and not enough help, resources, or finances to make me feel like it will all work out. But the expectations of this world, my family, friends, colleagues, and society sometimes weigh me down. And still, yes, you did. It's freedom. Spotlight time. This season and every season is all about uplifting and supporting our people. So I'm shining a light on Melissa Bradley and two of the companies and networks she mentioned during the Black Girl Magic Summit session. I was inspired by her words so much that I said, we need to highlight these spaces. First up, 1863 Ventures. 1863 Ventures is a business development program designed to bridge the gap between entrepreneurship and equity. Our programs seek to accelerate new majority entrepreneurs from high potential to high growth. Our vision is to create $100 billion of new wealth and economic power for and by the new majority. The firm provides several programs designed to support various stages in the life cycle to include early stage and growth stage. Our values. They have four. We value diversity. We promote equity and equality. We believe in universal opportunity. And we honor the power of the new majority. Second, we have Eureka. That's U-R-E-E-K-A. Eureka is a community where small businesses gain unprecedented access to the expertise needed to grow their business. Their mission is to democratize economic opportunity by reducing the risk of growing a small to medium-sized business through community. They focus on underrepresented small to medium-sized businesses. And being a small business owner myself, I understand just how valuable a community like this is. All links will be in this episode's description. And Ms. Bradley, I don't know if you'll hear this, but thank you for your service to our community. Now let's get back to the discussion. It's freedom. Another thing Ms. Bradley said in response to the question earlier was, be thrilled that we made it this far after 401 years. We have to be able to carry our history not just as a burden, but as something to be celebrated. And that's where I think we should start. So I say to you all today, let's celebrate our heritage, our culture, our identity, ourselves. With the legacy of trials and injustice also comes a legacy of people who never give up. People who get stepped on or over only to stand stronger and taller the next time. People who innovate and create amazing things out of a need for our communities and our world. People who will not take no for an answer. And in fact, say no right back. No to injustice. No to racism. No to sexism. No to environmental abuse. No to domestic abuse. No to human trafficking. No to ignoring the issues that are affecting all of us every single day. No to complacency. No to mediocrity. And no to quitting. We will not give up. And you know how I know? Because we made it this far. Love y'all. It's freedom. Well, we're gonna pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Wanna stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art. And on Instagram at Michelle the Creativist, one L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful, handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved more than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters. It's me, it's freedom.